worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thank you for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening in. Hope you stay tuned with us and grow in your knowledge of the vital place prayer is to have in the life of every follower of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We invite you to look with us in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 12, Romans chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches, in teaching. He who exhorts, in exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Verses 1 through 21, all of Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 21. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the opportunity for us to read your word each and every day. And Lord, thank you for this chance thus to hear from heaven, to hear from you every day of our lives by your word as well as by your spirit. Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit that would cause us to grow greatly in our love for you, your word. And help us today, Lord, to fall in love afresh with you and your word. Help us to grow in our understanding of the fact that your word is a vital tool, a vital weapon in life that we're to put to use every single day. And Lord, help us to be faithful as individual believers, to commit ourselves to spend time in your word daily. Help us to be faithful to teach and train our children and to help our children to do the same, to get into your word every day. And Lord, help us to be faithful hearers and doers of your word. Lord, we love you. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you. We thank you for this day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Have Jade with us once again in the studio. She made it today.
I did, Pastor Parker. Y'all can stop crying now.
Always good to have you, Jade.
Thank you, Pastor Parker.
Tell our listeners how they can connect on Facebook.
Yes, sir.
As well as in the Cherubin, okay?
Yes, sir. I sure will. Obedience, guys. Okay, if you haven't done so yet, get on Facebook right now and like Pastor Parker's Facebook page. It is UFC Joseph Parker. That is UFC Joseph Parker. He has done a wonderful job at posting different things. Just stay connected with Urban Family. And you can also chat with him live right now on the Cherubin. Simply go to urbanfamilytalk.com, click on chat. Click on Hour of Intercession, type in your name, your email address, and you're able to chat with Pastor Parker live during the program. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jade.
You're welcome.
Jade is going to share a word of prayer with us as we get started today.
Yes, sir. Father God, we just thank you for this day, Lord, our health and strength and protecting us daily. Father, we just thank you that everything that's going to be spoken to today, Lord, that it will bring forth a conviction, not condemnation, but a conviction, Lord, to do better at taking care of ourselves. Father God, for you loaned us this body. And Lord, we just ask you to increase us more and more, us and our family. And Lord, I just thank you that it's so easy for us to walk in love because you have shed your love abroad upon our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And we just thank you for our intercession for Pastor Parker's program, Lord, that is touching lives. In Jesus' sweet name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jade. Grateful to have as our in-studio guest today, Mr. A.J. Johnson. He's the owner of One Body Ministry, as well as business, and we're grateful to have him. And I'm going to let him do a lot more to really introduce himself and what he does. Brother A.J., thanks for joining us today.
Man, thank you, Pastor Parker. It's a great opportunity to be before you in the studio here at Urban Family. So I am A.J., the owner of One Body. One Body is ministry first, just like what Pastor just mentioned, because when men, the boss lady, and the boss lady is the wife, she's the wife and she's also the co-owner of the business as well. Mm-hmm. When men and her came up with a plan on becoming business owners, we wanted God to be the number one in that plan. We didn't just want to just talk it. We wanted to walk it. We want our business to show fruit inside of it. So we didn't just want to incorporate God and just use it as a slogan or use it to just snatch people along. But we wanted to touch lives like never before in a mighty way, as the word wants us to do as believers. So within the training people or within ministry in One Body, we wanted people to understand the value of One Body first, not the value of their own physical appearance first, but the value of One Body. And the value is, number one, love God with everything in you. Mm-hmm. Love God with everything in you. Because when you love God, then you are no longer doing things for the wrong reasons. You're longer driven with the wrong kind of love. Because there's only one agape kind of love, and that's the God kind of love. Because when you do things the way God wants you to do it, then you'll do it the right way. You won't do it for your selfish desires, but you'll do it for Him.
Well, just a quick question here. Again, the name of the ministry and the business is One Body.
It's One Body by AJ.
And you said you don't your title, you're an exercise trainer?
Yes, sir. Exercise specialist.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And some people, if you don't know what that means, you can break it down as a personal trainer, fitness guru, whatever you want to call us. I specialize in making sure the mind is going in the right direction first. Because whenever the mind and the spirit man is going in the right direction, then the body don't have a choice but to come in line. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we do things backwards. A lot of times when I'm dealing with people, believers or non-believers, in life we do things backwards. And God wants us to do things in order. And if you do it in order, then the results will happen. Your goals will be met every time. Okay. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I come up against a lot of people that say, hey, I love God. I love the word of God. But yet their lifestyle is going backwards. Mm-hmm. And let me give you an example. Dealing with health and fitness. People will do that because of a reunion, spring break. They want to try to impress a guy or a female. That's backwards because God made you in His image and after His likeness. So therefore, you already the walking, living specimen that He created. Now, if your physical appearance don't meet your standard, then just as well as it changed for not in a so good way, it can change, go back in a positive way. But we, again, doing it backwards. We're trying to meet other people's needs instead of doing it God's way. Because when you do it God's way, you'll get off the religious treadmill, meaning you'll get off a regimen that's carrying you down the wrong road. Instead of you trying to look for a microwave fix, you're doing it for a lifestyle, and you're doing it for God. And when you do it for God, then results don't have a choice but to come. If God spoke light into existence, then He can also change your life around. So if we do it for the right reasons, then we will definitely know that we have energy, we have love in our heart, not strife, not envy. I mean, if you see another, like ladies, if they see a lady that has it going on, instead of you having envy in your heart, you have God in your heart and say, hey, if that lady is fit, I can get fit. If that guy has great arms, I can have great arms. So let's not do it for the wrong reasons, because when you do it the wrong reason, you're going backwards. And so in this field, me and the boss lady, we try to teach that if you love God with everything in you, God will step in and be the greater help. because he's already there anyway. He created the body. Right. He knows exactly what the body needs in order for the body to change and become that more than a conqueror that he has in his word. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times when we deal with the mind first, we understand that people don't really know their value. So even in my classes, I would give a challenge like this. Hey, I don't want the challenge of a push-up this week. I don't want a challenge of you eating right this week. I want to challenge you to go read Proverbs 31, ladies. Mm-hmm. And you can start with verse number 8 if you allow me to say it that way. Because in order for you to understand progress and results, if you understand your value as a Proverbs 31 lady, then you won't do things backwards. Or you won't try to please that man. Because when you're doing it God's way, that man eye is already on you. When you do it God's way, when you do it God's way, then God I, number one, is already on you. Your value is at a high state to the point where you are so valuable that you don't have to do things in the flesh, but you totally operate in the spirit man. Because when you operate in the spirit man, now your blood pressure is under control. Now your physical appearance is all together. Because again, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 tells me that he made man in his image. And in the image of God, he created them. So watch this now. And if I read the word for myself, I know automatically that God didn't place diabetes on men. I know automatically God did not place low self-esteem on his one man. But when the enemy came in, the enemy brought forth destruction and allowed people to go down the wrong road. But once you have that word to sustain you, once you have that word to build your self-esteem up and understand that if you don't go backwards and God is the center of your heart and your life, you don't have to do this to please a man or a reunion or whatever you're trying to get prepared for.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, AJ, let me ask you a couple of questions here. Now, it's ministry as well as a business then. Tell me a little bit more about how it works. Now, are you a pastor as well?
I'm not a pastor, but also at the same time, I try not to say, hey, I'm not this, I'm not that. I am a man of God that really, really want to see change in people's hearts and mind.
Okay.
And I tell people all the time, within one body, it's impossible. And now watch me now. It's impossible to separate the word of God from health and fitness. So within my business or within the boss lady in our business, it's impossible to separate those two because those two are inseparable. I mean, watch this. When God created man, he created in his image. So therefore, man don't have a choice but to be healthy and fit.
Well, I want to ask if you'll take time now. I want you to pray for our listeners to grasp what you've just shared. Because,
most definitely.
Again, lots of people may not quite understand that. That's what you said is very true. May not quite see that. Would you pray for them?
Most definitely.
Okay.
Let's pray. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, God. We love you. We honor you. We praise you, God. God, we thank you that you made man in your image and after your likeness. So therefore, God, we take you at your word. We do. We go according to your word, God. We thank you that you will bless us, God. We thank you that you will bless us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, that we will understand our value. And when you created us, God, you created a person that's more than a conqueror. So God, we thank you right now, Father God, for leading, guiding, and directing us in the right path, that our value will be a value that you respect. We thank you right now, Father God, as you lift us up, God. We thank you that we will draw all men to you, because it's not about our own selfish desires, but it's because of the kingdom. It's because of kingdom business that we live, move, and have our being. So we thank you right now, Father God, for living big in our heart, that somebody else would know who you are, because your light have been shed abroad in our heart. God, we thank you that we are the salt of the earth, the light of the world. And we thank you right now that you continue to continue to bless us and enlarge our territory, that people would know your word and know your word for the value that it is. And we thank you right now for living so big in our heart. God, we love you, we honor you, and we cherish you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Our in-studio guest today is Mr. A.J. Johnson, the owner of One Body Ministry and Business, an exercise specialist. We'll be right back after this break.
Seven 7,286 names. 7,286 personal stories, 7,286 African Americans who made the ultimate sacrifice during the Vietnam War. But to younger generations, they're just names carved into the black granite of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. We don't know enough about these heroes. They deserve better, as do those in our community who sacrificed their lives in Afghanistan and Iraq. The Education Center at the Wall will be a place on the National Mall where our military heroes' stories, pictures, and sacrifice will never be forgotten. Help us collect the photos of these heroes and all those who gave their lives for display at the new Education Center so their faces are never forgotten. Visit VVMF.org to share your photos. That's VVMF.org.
A message from the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund.
This should go without saying, but never follow man. Always follow Christ. It seems these days, more than not, we have leaders falling by the wayside. It's important that we remember, whether it's a pastor, preacher, teacher, evangelist, or other leader, they are just ordinary people subject to the same passions and weaknesses as everyone else. They have to fight the same devil we do, and because of the calling on their lives, they fall twice as hard when they do fall. Make no mistake about it, the body of Christ is always affected when a leader is overtaken in a fault. It's important that we remember God's instructions when that happens. Galatians 6:1 says, if a man be overtaken in a fault, we which are spiritual are to restore that brother in the spirit of meekness, remembering that we might fall too. Always keep your eyes on Jesus. He's the one who determines when something should start or stop. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com.
For 2,000 years, Jesus has been judged by how well his followers have imitated him. And sometimes they've made a terrible mess. Even the best of his followers has lived the lifestyle of Jesus imperfectly. And that's given people a reason not to follow Jesus themselves. You may be one of those. You've seen the hypocrites and the confusing divisions. There have been so many wrongs committed in the name of Christ. You may have been personally wounded by a Christian. But none of that was from Jesus. Jesus said, follow me. He didn't say, follow my followers, my leaders, or my religion. Jesus died in your place for all of your sins. He rose from the dead and offers you forgiveness and eternal life. If your trust is in anything other than Jesus, you're hanging on to something that simply will not save you. Only Jesus can do that. Will you follow Jesus? To learn more, call 888-NEED-HIM. That's 888-NEED-HIM or visit needhim.org.
You came and knocked at my door with words I heard once before. Just who you are is still unclear. Knowing one day you will leave, to my surprise and relief, love was a reason you came here.
Yeah, glad you came. I start, where do I begin? I feel the need to explain. I'll be the first to say life is good, but first let me tell you my pain. I've been around the world searching for love, and right before I came to my ear,
of B.B. Winans with Love is the Reason. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Our in-studio guest today is Mr. A.J. Johnson, the owner of the ministry and business One Body. He's an exercise specialist, and we're grateful to have him in studio with us. AJ, tell us a little bit more about, specifically, who is your ministry geared towards?
The ministry is geared toward anybody that feel like they need help. And that help is, number one, self-esteem. That help is being motivated. That help is just the physical aspect of it as well. Just like what we have going on now, the youngest customer that we are servicing is 6 years old. The oldest customer is 91, so there's no age barrier there. So if you think you're 50 and you're too old, then no. You're not 91 yet. So we have 91-year-old. Mm-hmm. And we also covering fibromyalgia, diabetes, the prenatal up to the last trimester, autistic, Down syndrome. We servicing those customers as well right now. The athletic side of it, we have serviced Michael Orr, Dexter McCluster, the NFL side of it, USA pageants. We are the business sponsor, USA pageants. So we cover just about every base of whatever individual looking for results in. We try to cover that person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so even nursing homes. We go into nursing homes and do a program for the older young people. I don't want to call people old, and it's all about, you know, who you are. And I want to put we want to place life in everybody. That's so right. even when you at an older age, don't consider yourself too old. Mm-hmm. Just consider yourself just seasoned, and you have a lot of wisdom. The Bible speak about wisdom. Person mm-hmm. with gray hair has a lot of wisdom. So I call those my older young individuals. So that's right. That's the direction that we go in the business.
Well, even Abraham and Moses, their ages would have fallen.
Man,
in that
they would. They would have.
Right?
I mean, way in there.
Yeah.
Yes. Most definitely.
What about families? Do you have whole families to participate in your work?
Most definitely, and it's exciting because everybody can attest to this. It's hard to get a husband and wife to work out together. Because it'll be a dominant state there. Either the man gonna try to dominate or the woman gonna try to dominate. Then there's no work getting involved and there's no motivation there because you trying to tell me what to do and then. So when I deal with husband and wife or even families, I show them guys or I show that family how to come together as a family and meet goals. Because whenever I have a family and they work out together, then they realize there's stuff about their own lives that they don't even know about. There's mm-hmm. stuff about your wife you don't know about. There's stuff about your husband you don't know about. But if you slow down and not try to be so dominant, then you can find out that you guys can help each other and be the greatest tool of the family. Mm-hmm. And when you get families training together, then now you have a greater love. Because when you talk about health and fitness, again, health and fitness, you cannot separate it with the Word of God. Mm-hmm. So when I bring forth the Word of God in that family with training, mm-hmm. now that husband know how to love that wife without looking at the outward appearance. Now mm-hmm. that wife can love that husband and not look at the outward appearance and say all these different names, but mm-hmm. love family with the agape kind of love. Now we're doing this for a lifestyle, and now we can live as a family and not die and separate mm-hmm. like a destroyed family.
Right.
So now
right.
the results really happen. And they start caring about each other, start caring about their own personal goals. Instead of, and I get this all the time, my husband want me to look like I used to look when we first got married, but when they come to me and I share with them the direction that we need to go in, not just for a physical appearance, then mm-hmm. they understand the greater value, which right. is, you know, the temple, mm-hmm. you know. And now the husband look at the wife totally different because mm-hmm. now the wife is a Proverbs 31 lady. Mm-hmm. Now watch this. When that wife begin to be a Proverbs 31 lady to the eye of the man, now the man gonna love on her even more, regardless of what, if she lost those 10 pounds this week or this month or not. Mm-hmm. So now that wife gonna be so enthused and so encouraged about training because now she's not trying to do it to keep her husband or do it to please her husband, but she's doing it to please God. And now mm-hmm. both of them are getting results. Mm-hmm. And now they wake up the next day and not realize, man, when did you lose those 12 pounds? You know, so you take mm-hmm. the focus off physical appearance and put the focus on who created us.
That's
and
right.
now we have mm-hmm. a value. Now we have a product. Mm-hmm. We have a product for a man. And I challenge the men all the time. Read Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. Mm-hmm. Because unfortunately, as a man, we forgot who created us. Because we are leaders of the world. And if we made in his image, then we need to take our stand and be that man to not put the Proverbs 31 down, but have that Proverbs 31 beside us, not behind us, not on our feet. Mm-hmm. Because that Proverbs 31 is a help. Mm-hmm. Now, without the boss lady, man, I don't know what direction to go in. So the boss lady is the boss lady. I understand my role at my house. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She's the boss lady, and I'm not scared to say it. She is the boss lady. Mm-hmm. And she understand that, but also at the same time, with that title. Mm-hmm. Understand this. I have a Proverbs 31 lady. So even with the title boss lady, she got it on her truck. She got it. She'll have it in her office. But even with that title, she don't abuse that title. Mm-hmm. Because when you have a proverb and when you have a product, they don't abuse the authority. Mm-hmm. They bring that together and make it one product, mm-hmm. husband and wife, a unit.
Praise God.
So that's what it's all about. And that's why one body is so successful. It's not because I want you to do 160 push-ups as Jade and the other team did
totally
this past
did that.
Thursday.
Totally did that.
You know, they did 160 push-ups. But I'm going to tell you something. Without the value of knowing who you are, they would have been defeated at
so
40.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the class is all about, we pray in the class, we have words of encouragement in the class, the team is such at a value where there's no I in team. If you have 10 push-ups left, Jade will tell you, the rest of the team will have 10 push-ups left with you. Mm-hmm. And we teach a method. If you think you finished and you like, well, I'm done with mine, I don't need to help because I'm finished. No, one body, it's not two bodies, 12 bodies, it's one body. Mm-hmm. It's a unit. So if a person say, hey, I got mine done, I don't want to do extra, then I will look at them and say this. Number one, you come for results, right? Mm-hmm. People want results like yesterday. So if you want results, then put in extra work to get the results. Mm-hmm. So don't look at it like you finished, because you're not finished if somebody else is finishing. Mm-hmm. Help them finish. It's going to give you more results, mm-hmm. better results. Help them finish. It's going to help them being accountable and having a accountability partner where they can continue to come to the group or the program because their self-esteem is high because they don't feel like they behind or they letting the team down. It's one body. We got to love and we got to bring people together as one. Well, a family.
Let me ask you this, Brother AJ. Tell me what your schedule looks like in the course of a week with the work that you do with one body.
My schedule is so full, and that's how I like it. It's so full. That's just like today to even come here to get on air, I had to readjust my schedule, but that's okay because mm-hmm. that's what one body is all about. One body is not just about a set individual group of people. We are about loving on people, where if it's coming on the radio, training people online, because we train people online in Kentucky and all different types of areas. But the thing about it is my schedule is so full to the point where throughout the whole entire day, we servicing different people throughout the day. We've been in Tupelo over 6.5-7 years mm-hmm. with a Lose Big program, and that's the boot camp, name of the boot camp that we have. It's called Lose Big. When you see it, you might think it's called Biggest Loser, but mm-hmm. it's called Lose Big. We've been in Tupelo about 7 years. Tuesday and Thursday right here.
Now, when you say boot camp, tell me mm-hmm. what that means.
Boot camp, man, that means everything people thinking right now.
My Lord.
that means everything people thinking right now. Boot camp is boot camp, where if you're thinking about military boot camp or personal training or group fitness boot camp, mm-hmm. boot camp is a program that is designed to really, really work you and designed to really, really get results. But the sneaky, and allow me to say it like this, and I'm going to help you guys understand, the sneaky form or formula that one body does within that boot camp is this. Number one, the program is built on the Word of God. Okay. In this boot camp class, because I understand if I have the Word of God as number one, I will not treat you like you're nobody. Because mm-hmm. in boot camp, you get treated like nobody.
How often do you meet with boot camp?
Twice a week. In some areas, three times a week, but twice a week. But in that boot camp, you know, you have God as the center. Number two, I teach a value. Love yourself with everything in you. I don't care what you look like in the mirror, because whatever in the mirror can change like it changed before you start looking at it right then. Okay? Mm-hmm. So love yourself with everything in you. And the third principle about the boot camp that we're doing, understand this. You have to help your partner. You have to be committed to somebody else, or you have to motivate and encourage somebody else all the time, because those three principles will allow our boot camp to be successful, because it's not about beating you down physically all the time. It's about lifting you up spiritually. It's about lifting you up physically. It's about lifting and changing the mindset of the person. So, you know, our boot camp, yes, it's a challenge, but everything's a challenge.
Okay.
But you have accountability partners. You have, and I tell people all the time, you know, I don't try to do God's job. God is the only one that have grace and mercy. He just instructed me to instruct you, you know.
and so you meet twice a week.
Yes, sir.
And how long are your sessions?
It's an hour.
1 hour, twice a week.
1 hour, twice a week. And then on the days that we're not meeting, this is different from you go to a gym boot camp. The times that we're not meeting, you have in your hand a program that you need to be working on the days that we're not meeting. Mm-hmm. Also, you have in your hand a food list that you can choose from the correct food to put in the temple. Because, mm-hmm. again, people don't understand that value. You know, it's unheard of to train that hard for an hour and then go get a Big Mac extra value meal that's clocked over 1,500 calories, which means that you have already messed up three of your workouts before you done them.
Well, let me before we go further, let me ask you this. If somebody is interested in plugging into your program or getting in touch with you, they wanted to be a part of one of the outreaches you do, how would they do that?
Man, you can reach us online, www.onebodybyaj.com, onebodybyaj.com. Also, you can my cell number, and it's also the business number, is 662-542-3800. Look us up. Everything you need to know about One Body is on the website. The location's under the calendar, videos on there, pictures. We even have the store on there because we have the One Body brand as well. Mm-hmm. So from tank tops, the towels, the water bottles, the bag, the Nike, the Under Armour pullovers, you name it, we have it. So we want to encourage you with the brand to understand that it's not just about the physical appearance, but mm-hmm. when you wear the One Body brand, it's about God first. Mm-hmm. You cannot separate God from One Body.
Okay.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God. Okay, and so now if someone is listening and they're thinking they want to stay away from the boot camp,
okay,
but they would like to just get some personal help.
Yes, sir.
Can they plug into your program as well?
They also can plug in my program. It don't even matter if you in Georgia or mm-hmm. Texas. No matter where you are, if you want help is available. Okay. And we make it available online, and that's why we do online training as well. Okay. You know, if you stay in a different state and you want that extra help or that extra motivation, that's fine. That motivation will be just like it's one-on-one in person because that's what we do. We mm-hmm. make sure the mindset and the motivation level is at its high. Because no matter how many push-ups you do, again, if you're not motivated and if your mindset is not changed on what needs to be done, then you'll go down the wrong road anyway. Mm-hmm. So even in those other places, you can get all the help you need, whether it's personal training, group fitness, boot camp classes, or even me coming in and doing a seminar at your church, seminar in your town, or your civic clubs, whatever the case may be. My thing is do one step. Mm-hmm. Do one step, and that one step is just to get me where you at or just contact us or whatever the case may be and allow us to make and help God change your world.
Can I say this, Pastor Parker?
Okay.
Do we have time?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I've been a part of AJ's and his boss ladies business now for 6 weeks. And people may think I'm biased because we also go to church together. But when I first started, I'm not going to lie, I wanted to quit. But what I love about his program, what I love about his business, because he uses God's word, God used him to help change my mindset and others. When I say I now have a conviction by the Holy Ghost on the significance of taking care of my temple, I did 160 push-ups last week. And I don't get, I still get tired during this program, but not nearly as much because I stuck with it and I love it. We have a great time. Uses the word of God. Like, we've had a few people to say on the church and that this is awesome, amazing, different approach to fitness, which it is.
It is.
And I love it. It's just, I love it. I love it.
And don't get us wrong. You know, when we talk about 160 push-ups or 200 push-ups in a class, don't get us wrong. I'm not that trainer to walk in and, hey, get down and give me 160 push-ups right now. Yeah. No. It's a whole different model to what we do. Okay. Now, when they done that 160 push-ups, then we doing anywhere from 20 to 25 in a set. Mm-hmm. Okay, so give me 20 push-ups. They'll get down, do hands and knees. It's not necessarily a man or woman push-up. A push-up is a push-up because sometimes I will put the men in a push-up position of hands and knees. So mm-hmm. it's not with me, and I'm an exercise specialist, everybody has their own way of looking at things. When a person say, hey, I can only do a woman push-up, not a man push-up, to me, there's no such thing as a man and woman push-up. All mm-hmm. of them are push-ups.
Because push-up when is a
man,
push-up.
Yes, when a man get real tired and you put him on his knees, I'm telling you, he's going to burn out even on his knees. Mm-hmm. So do that change his gender because he's going on his knees? Mm-hmm. No, that just means this push-up still is a push-up, you know. So that 160 was not in 2 minutes. No.
Okay.
No. It was a course of that hour.
Dead
it was a course of that hour. Yeah.
I got love again.
All right. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Our in-studio guest is Mr. A.J. Johnson, the owner of the ministry One Body by A.J. We'll be right back.
Urban Family remembers. During Black History Month, we celebrate African and Black roles in the Bible and throughout American history. Niki Addison.
Carter G. Woodson, widely regarded as the father of Black history, was a historian, author, and journalist. He holds the distinction of being the founder of the Association for the Study of African American Life and History. Mr. Woodson famously said this: "Those who have no record of what their forebears have accomplished lose the inspiration which comes from the teaching of biography and history." Throughout the month of February, we hope to inspire and challenge you with a panoramic of not only American, but biblical history and biography, a history reflective of African and Black influence. Make sure you join us every day as some of your favorite Urban Family Radio personalities present the proud heritage of Black Americans.
As America's families get weaker, so does America. Dr. Tony Evans says the answer is to correct our country's spiritual deficiencies the same way you'd correct a vitamin deficiency that's making you sick. He explains how that process works as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
You don't take a vitamin and get a jolt. You don't take a vitamin and go, bam! I feel good. No, you don't take a vitamin and it hits you. If you take something and it hits you, you on drugs. That's called crack. That's not a vitamin. You take vitamins and it doesn't hit you. But you take it every day, you take it every day, you take it every day, you don't even feel it, but it gets down in your system, it replaces what has been depleted in order to give you overall well-being. So when you start taking it and it's working for you, all you know is you're not getting tired as easy, and all you know is you feel you got a little more energy, not because you got bam, but because your system got built. As you're taking the Word of God intellectually, as you respond to it emotionally, and then you react to it volitionally, you won't get a bam. All you're going to know is something different. That situation ought to made me mad, and I'm still smiling, and I thought I was going to lose my mind last year, and nothing has changed, and I'm in my right mind. And all you're going to know is something happened, and it's called new strength, because it is filtered with the joy of the Lord. I want to reposition you in the centerpiece of life, so that the joy of the Lord becomes my strength in the new year.
If you'd like to see our country regain its moral strength, contact us for details on Dr. Evans' book called America. It explains how we can use the Lord's power to spark a revival like our nation has never seen. Request it today by visiting us at tonyevans.org. And then be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
Make sure that I'm okay. I just got saved.
It was early Monday morning. Picked up my Bible and started to read a whole bunch of names.
Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob.
I have never ever heard of these dudes before.
So I put it down.
Started watching TV, thinking this word is kinda
hard for me.
Then I picked it back up and I started to read, but I fell asleep. Take all day. Cause I know within my heart there's a better way.
Can you disciple me?
Hey, look here, young bro. I hear you, young bro.
Hey, man,
And you wondering if God got ears for you. Oh, well, maybe not literally, but biblically. Just stick with me and get your Bible out. Turn to Matthew chapter 6 with me. Look at verse 9. The beginning of a timeless prayer. Through verse 13 we stare. They call it the Lord's Prayer, but really it's for men. Cause Jesus would never ask for the forgiveness of sin. It starts with our Father. Acknowledge God who's holy. Anticipating his kingdom. We live in to bring him glory. To give us daily provision. Forgive us for our transgressions. And keep us from all temptation. Deliver us, Lord, from Satan. Yeah, here's a sure way to pray. Take heed. Listen to his reply through the holy scriptures you read. And know that you serve a God who hears you. So talk with him. But he's the God who steers you. So walk with him.
You're listening to the music of Cam with a discipleship remix. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. This time I want to share a prayer from the book Cleansing Our Land by Randy Skinner, but it's a prayer about confession, repentance, and seeking God more earnestly in our lives. I want you to pray along with us. Lord Jesus, I ask forgiveness for any way in which I've dishonored your word through unbelief. I ask for the blood of the cross of Calvary to cover my sin of dishonoring your written word in the Bible or through the word given by the Holy Spirit. I ask that you forgive me of any way in which I've given in to the sin of worry instead of trusting you. I lay all my anxiety, hopelessness, and fear on the cross of Jesus Christ. I choose today to send faith to the door when these feelings and others, including depression, false guilt, and false accusation come. I choose today to stand on your written word in the Bible and your Holy Spirit. I choose to have a diligent spirit today, and I will study the Word of God. I ask for a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit in my life today. I will receive my rest given to me by the work of the resurrection and ascension. I will receive the spirit of praise and worship and choose to rest in my Lord Jesus Christ. Father, forgive me for any area where I've dishonored your holiness. Reveal to me any areas of disobedience, compromise, and tolerating sin. Lord Jesus, forgive me of losing my first love for you, and forgive me for allowing idolatry to come into my life. I ask that you cleanse my life, my family, my home, my workplace, and my hobbies of all idolatrous connections. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to pour salt upon my soul and spirit, that I might be thirsty for your word. Teach me the disciplines of prayer, fasting and studying your word, and meditation. Teach me the disciplines of your simplicity, more and more your solitude, being submissive, and how to become a servant in all circumstances. Teach me, Lord, the disciplines of confession, how to be guided by your Holy Spirit, and how to celebrate the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in worship. Lord Jesus, forgive any area where I've dishonored your love and forgiveness. Remove the roots of bitterness, unforgiveness, and resentment in my flesh, soul, and spirit. Cleanse me, Lord Jesus, of my hurts, or where I've kept an accounting of sins against me. Remove from me any spirit of seeking revenge. Place within me a spirit of forgiveness and remove all murmuring, complaining, and ungratefulness. Place within me a grateful spirit and a spirit of love for those who've offended me and for those who are close to me that this anger within may have injured. I place these requests into my Father God's hands in the name of His Son, and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, from the book entitled Cleansing Our Land, a great prayer tool written by Randy Skinner. And I'm grateful to be able to share that prayer and to lead you in that prayer today. We're grateful to have as our in-studio guest, Mr. A.J. Johnson, again, the owner and the leader of the ministry, the director of the ministry, One Body by A.J. And AJ, you had some scriptures you wanted to share with us.
Oh, most definitely. dealing with health and fitness, you guys, I really want you guys to meditate, first of all, on Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 7. It will teach you your value. It will teach you that he created you. So therefore, you don't have to meet anybody else's standard. You don't have to do anything physically, emotionally. You ain't got to do any of that stuff to have anybody to love you, to care for you, or any of that. So understand scripture and know who created you, because he loved you. He created you. He created your body, your mind. He created everything about you. So understand Genesis chapter 1. Another scripture is Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. Not acknowledge your physical appearance. Not acknowledge your friends and families and spouses. Acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. So get that scripture also embedded in your heart, because you need to have God to trust. You need to trust only him and nothing else. Okay, the third scripture, and this is going to be the last one that I leave with you, because I want to give you three scriptures so you can really meditate. The third one is this. After you know who created you, and after you know who to trust, then indeed know who really love you. John 3:16. For God so loved the world. Who is the world? Consider yourself the world. We don't know who we are, so therefore we do any and everything to try to please man. We put anything in the body. We do anything. We get a quick fix. We run to Memphis for a diet pill. We get a sleeve. We get this and get that. But understand your value and understand that God love you. And if he love you and you're doing it for him, the results can come. So John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, who is a whosoever? That's anybody out there that believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. What does life mean to you? Life is not just life that you think of. Life is having life and having things more abundantly. Life is having a healthy life. Life is having a life of love and life of compassion, not a life of stress and anxiety and all that. That is not of God. So understand what's of God and what the enemy try to bring forth and trick your mind. Because when you know your value, you won't stoop to any other level but the level to serve God with everything in you. That's one body way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Brother AJ, I'm going to ask if you'll pray again for,
most definitely,
for believers that are listening and to grasp what you just shared.
Okay. Father God, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you.
We honor you. We bless you. We exalt you. God, you're the God that we serve.
Thank you
that you created us in your image and after your likeness. God, we thank you right now that we trust totally in you with all our hearts. We don't trust in man. We don't trust in circumstances, God, but we trust totally in you.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we thank you right now that you love us first, God, that we may be able to love ourselves. So in the midst of adversities, in the midst of things that try to attack our mind and our body, we can seek after you because you love us. And if you love us, God, you are more than the world against us. So we thank you right now, Father God, that we do not no longer fight the battles that's not meant for us.
Yes,
the battle is not ours. So we give it to you, God, and we thank you right now that you touch lives like never before. God, we honor you. We love you. God, we need you in our life, not just sometimes, but every day. We thank you right now that you continue to enlighten our knowledge of your word, that we can live by your word and not just by our own selfish desires, God. God, teach us your way and your way alone, that we'll have a soft heart, that we may go out and reach the lost, that we may go out and feed the loss of your word, because you created us to be the light of the world.
Thank you, Lord.
The salt of the earth. God, so we love you, God, and we just give you all the glory and praise that you empower us to prosper in every area of life.
Thank you,
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, Brother AJ, tell them if they want to find out more about your ministry or want to be in touch with you, how can they get in touch?
You can find us on the web. We're at www.onebodybyaj.com. Onebody, O-N-E-B-O-D-Y, by AJ.com. Onebodybyaj.com. Also, my cell number is 662-542-3800. Now, that cell number is for the people that's for real.
Mm-hmm.
The people that's for real. Because God do not play games.
Mm-hmm.
And one body is sure not playing a game with your life. So if you call that number, if you text that number, know that you're going to get help. And you're going to get help by me seeking God first.
Mm-hmm.
Not by me trying to meet your needs, but by me in fellowship with God so he can direct me in a way that I need to help you as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
So just give us a call. Send us a message. Add us on Facebook, AJ One Body by AJ. Instagram, One Body by AJ. Just if you need that help, if you want that help, if you eager to become a better you, and the only way we can do it is with the word of God. I will not instruct you without the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, Jade, there was something you wanted to share as it relates to Facebook?
Yeah. Okay. If you go to Facebook, like Pastor Parker's Facebook page, which is UFC Joseph Parker. There is a posting on Pastor Parker's page of all the information about AJ, his contact information, as well as his website. So get on there and like Pastor Parker's Facebook page. Most in order definitely. To get that information, you got to like Pastor Parker's Facebook page.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen. Our time is almost gone, Brother AJ. Any last words of wisdom and insight you'd like to share with our listeners?
Man, most definitely, man. Understand that you are important to God. Know that you are important to God. I know you're important to your husband, your wife, your family members, your coworkers, your so-called friends, but understand there's a difference between the two. Mm-hmm. When you know you are important to God, then you would make the decisions and carry them in the right direction of the temple that he created.
Amen. Amen.
When you try to know that you're important to others, you are subject to do anything, any kind of way, just to get their attention. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get God's attention. Mm-hmm. God already tuned in on your station.
Amen.
He loves you. He created you. He's just waiting on your voice. He's waiting on your commitment. And I'm going to leave you with this. I was teaching some young people in Sunday school one Sunday. And I told the young people, I said, hey, what if you guys cry out to God? And then God say, hey, what is that strange, unusual noise? You know, God know what it is. But what if he just say, what is that strange, unusual noise? I asked the young people, what would that mean to you? Because to me, that means you really don't have a relationship with God where he understand that his child calling out to him. Mm-hmm. But instead, he's saying, what is that strange, unusual noise? Meaning that you're not spending time with him and he want to get to know you.
That's
he
right.
want to get to know you for who you are. Not for get to know you when you're back up against the wall or when you want to lose 20 and 30 pounds or when you want to please somebody else. He want to know you because he created you. Mm-hmm. So spend time with God. Spend time loving on him. He want to hear from you. He want a relationship. He want a bond. He want to unite with you. And then all the other results, whether it's a job, whether it's physical appearance, whether it's health, whether it's diabetes, heart disease, whatever it may, the case may be. Mm-hmm. God is a God of miracles, and he can do the unthinkable. God specializes in impossibilities.
Right.
When man says it's impossible, God said, I'm God.
Preach.
Amen.
And that's what one body is all about. Let's change our mindset, people, and let's live for God, and then our physical appearance can change also. Amen.
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 And so, again, AJ, you said you meant men, women, boys, and girls, On any age, into your program then.
On any age, autistic, Down syndrome, even the prenatal side of it, because people think, Ben, that, you know, they are pregnant, they cannot exercise. But every physician will send you to me. You know, they will send you to us. And there are certain trimesters where you have to stay away from certain movements or certain turns and stuff like that. And that's my job. You know, my job is to carry you in the right direction, no matter if you have bad knees or if you have diabetes or heart disease. Mm-hmm. It don't matter what it is. So it's my job, and I'm trusting God. I'm trusting God.
Well, do people that are already slender, do they need exercise too?
Most definitely. Most definitely. I run across people all the time that their physical appearance look like they don't need to work out, not a day of their life. But their inward appearance, which you don't ever see, is destroyed. It's tearing down. It's not as built like it should be, because once you put anything in the vehicle, then the vehicle can damage. Okay, watch this, Pastor Parker. You can have a 2016 Cadillac Escalade out there in the parking lot, but when you raise the hood, there's no motor in it. Now, how good is that Escalade for you?
It's not going anywhere.
I don't care how good it look on the outside, but if the motor is no longer inside of it, it's no good. So let's allow our temple be good in the inside and out.
Amen. Amen. Our guest today has been Mr. AJ Johnson, the owner of the ministry and business One Body by AJ. Thanks for listening today. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.